Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Quiet Reflections. Today, I am very happy that I'm getting another day, a beautiful bright day that I'm getting to spend with the community that we have built together in a place that we know is not just a podcast, but a lifestyle that we look forward to. I am so excited that we have made it to episode number 7, where we will be discussing today something that everybody deals with in every part of life, especially when a person is constantly growing, breaking free from limiting beliefs. Have you ever felt that the world was too quick on judging who you are and what your potentials can be? And because you've been surrounded by that world for quite a while, you also developed that emotion and you start judging yourself as in what your potentials are, what is it that you can do, and how far you can go. Now, it is a definitely very self-explanatory line when you say breaking free from limiting beliefs, but how does this actually sound? It sounds a lot like people around us that often say things like, I'm not good enough, I can't do that, I can never be like her, I can never approach for the stars because I'm not born for it. This doubt just keeps instilling in our souls because we just are functioned to believe on so many levels that we can't. It's not for us. We're not born like that. Now, here's another reflection to this one is those who do, those who have the capabilities of giving it a go and trying, where do they get the capabilities from? And why is it that we think that I can't? I'm not born for it. I can't manage it. It's not me. We hear a lot of things, a lot of stories from people who started from scratch, from being nobody to all the way up to becoming a person that created a product that exists in each and every person's life. Or if not, everybody knows about that person who made it and how they made it. So when we hear things like, I'm not smart enough, I cannot be as successful, my business is never going to grow, I will never be able to speak like that, I cannot sit in front of a camera, I'm too shy, I'm this and I'm that. These are basically nothing but stories. Everybody in the world has the potential of doing what they want to do only if they're ready to embrace the change. Now, change is definitely scary, and comfort is when you're not scared. Self-growth is a constant journey and it only comes with discomfort. You can never grow if you don't get comfortable with discomfort. And that's where we tend to put a lot of boundaries around us and say, you know what, I can't do this, because society keeps telling us that this is your path, this is your norm, and staying with the norms is normal. And if you try and step out, you're abnormal and you get those crazy labels of being rebellious, not being the right person, not being the right influence for the society. But for starters, anyone who's made it in life bigger and better have heard this at some point in life. But they had the courage to say, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to try it. And I think the biggest part there is that these people were comfortable with the idea of discomfort. They were really okay with failure. Because a lot many of time when we limit ourselves, when we believe that we can't, and we build those big boundaries and big walls that stop us from achieving so much in life, is when we see that everything within the society is normal, that's how we do it. And if I'm not doing it that way, then I'm a curse and eventually the society will not accept me. However, if somehow I manage to pull it up and I do it my way and I go against the norms, but what if I fail? How will people presume me? How will people who loved me and said, don't or you can't, would see me? I will always carry a label of a loser who couldn't make it. Here is where the boundary is. Because understand that if you want to grow as a better version of yourself, if you want to age with grace, if you want to have the right intellect, you need to be surrounded by right people, but not always the right people have the vision that you have, and not everybody shares the same vision, not everybody shares the same definition of success and even personal growth. I get it. As you know, if you see yourself as a 2-year-old and then a 4-year-old to 8-year-old and so on in your 20s and 30s and your 60s, and if you reflect on your journey, you're definitely a better person who knows more, who's more aware, who's more social, and who knows more on what is it that they have to fight for and what not. But I think that the biggest problem is that we resist change. The societies are not open to change. Women should dress a certain way, and if they don't, they aren't the right women. But now we're so lucky to see so many actual women who've made it bigger in life, be it political, be it fashion, be it corporate lives, be it moms at home. I mean, we see a lot of shows nowadays where we see a lot of real women managing household, and we see them doing it beautifully. They are not afraid of coming on the big screen and showing their struggles. I was watching an upcoming brand and its CEO that posted on TikTok and talking about how hard it is to grow in life, and then once you have seen growth, how scary it is. But she felt that it was okay to be an owner of such a big brand and come online and cry and say, it's getting hard, it's getting tough, and I need help, and I am seeking help, I am going to a therapist. Bravo. I think that's the courage we need in if we want a better world around us for ourselves and for the upcoming generations that we are seeing are coming and following up. Now, reality of growth is basically accepting differences and learning from mistakes. People can have different opinions. My success can be different from yours. I mean, we do see a lot of people who are very quick on judging a woman on screen and coming up with labels and not being focused on what their journey is about or where they're aiming to be or what level of content or content that they're sharing. But most people are very keen on how she looks, what's she wearing, how much of the body shows, which culture and norm she's coming from. It's against that culture, it's against the religion, it's against this. I mean, there are so many against, and there's only one reason to continue. And when you make it in life, wherever you are, you have your story, and if you make it, then you will see the majority of people that then had a major mindset of women like you and myself and now are your big supporters because they see how you made it, but they are the ones that they didn't share the same vision with you earlier. So I think part of growth is accepting that people can be different, their visions can be different, their success definition can be different, and we must adopt that. And in order to grow, I think it's also very important that we have diversity of thoughts and experiences because we learn from people who tried it, who tested it. And that's where we learn what is it that didn't work with them and how we could take this and probably is going to work with us. What is it that they lacked and probably I could do that and it might work for me. But there needs to be acceptance and tolerance of those mistakes and failures, experiences, and diversity of thoughts. And trust me, it is really healthy for some people to come and say, especially loved ones that are so bounded by the society, so molded by the culture, that do not have the courage to step out of it or would ever want to. However, they do identify that the current norm is not normal, but they would like to stick to it. And they might have a reason of why they are the way they are. And nobody's wrong here. It's just that how you perceive that information and then you take that information, how you process it for yourself and where you build your boundaries. The biggest mistake is when you take other people's experiences and you build your own boundaries and you limit yourself, saying beyond this is nothing but a fall. Beyond this is nothing but ugly. Now, how many of us would actually say, no, actually, I'm going to go test it. I'm going to go try it. I know that for generations, this didn't work out, but I'm going to go try it. I'm going to do it my way. And probably that works for you. But if you try it, that's your learning curve. You made it, fantastic. Congratulations. But if you failed, it's normal. That's where learning begins. Where the problem begins is when you just give up and you don't want to do it again. You don't have a better plan on achieving that. That is not normal. Having different opinions and different experiences, different takes on your success, and when you hear it from your loved ones, is okay. But when you fail and you don't have the courage, the power, or the willingness to try it again, I think that is where the problem is. And that's where you start to limit yourself, saying, I can't do it because I'm not born for it. And that's really crazy. I mean, it doesn't sit well with me, because if you can dream something, why would you not want to go after it? If that's not what you're going to do, what is your purpose? And what is it that you're going to do? And all your life, you will have this dream inside you, from being young to growing old. And you have it in you, but you never tried it because you didn't have the courage to test your capabilities. I think that is where the problem begins. Now, how do you overcome that? Because by birth, societies do tend to teach us manners, etiquettes, yes and no's. They do. They pretty much have a set platform for whichever culture or country you're born in. Everyone has a set format. This is a yes, this is a no, this is wrong, and this is right. And that's your life, and that's how you have to go about it. There are cultures who will sit down and eat. It's okay for them. And then there are those who would like to have a dining table and eat. It's okay for them. And if you put them together, they're against each other because they can't process where people are coming from. And then they limit themselves from learning more and experiencing more in life. But the good news is that you can definitely overcome that. You can definitely build a better you. And by doing very quick and easy things. Usually at Quiet Reflections, I always come up with very quick and simple ways of how you can work on your self-development and growth and ensure that you don't hold back from being the person that you can be, achieving your dreams professionally, financially, mentally, emotionally. And I'm going to keep the norm and share with you on quick ways on how you can ensure that you don't limit your beliefs. Number one is identify your challenges and your beliefs. Know what you believe in and understand that you will have challenges with it. And then you need to work around how do you overcome those challenges with a complete intention of never giving up. Number two is surround yourself with supportive people. People that do not fear telling you are heading into something dangerous, but also tell you that you have the capability and you could give it a try, but keep in mind A, B, C, and try not to put yourself in it. But if you do, you might want to rethink the process. And you normalize failure as part of process. If you haven't failed, you'll never grow up. You know, my father-in-law very beautifully told me, because I had a major anxiety of driving on highways, and he said, if you make small accidents and you learn from them, you will protect yourself from a bigger accident that has a potential of changing you as a person, changing your life, changing how you see the roads again. But if you make mistakes, like small accidents, and you're not learning from them, then you are preparing for a bigger disaster. So your failure is your process of learning, and you must take that in and not be afraid of it. Number four, take small actions. Actions that you can sustain, maintain, and slowly grow them up in better and bigger actions, either it's for yourself or either it's for your work or whatever you're in it. Start small, maintain, and grow. Take it step by step. And in all of that comes the major, bigger one. Number five, ensure that you don't lose yourself. Ensure that you don't hate yourself. Ensure that you know that you too deserve attention and compassion. So don't lose your self-compassion. It's very, very important. It is crucial for you to know that you need the love and attention that you deserve. Because you have gone against a norm, and because you decided to build something bigger for yourself and then you failed, doesn't mean that you don't deserve compassion. Stay kind to yourself. Until next time, stay focused and remember, do not limit yourself, because what you believe about yourself is how the world will see you.